Connect the Dots Newsletter, Summer 2022. Connect the Dots Newsletter, Summer 2022, published by Talking Book Services at the South Carolina State Library. This newsletter must be returned in the container within 90 days. Read by Jennifer Falvey and Allie Lovett. The newsletter contains 14 pages. Approximate reading time, 24 minutes. This newsletter contains markers allowing navigation through the articles. This recorded edition contains the entire text of the print edition. This newsletter was produced for the South Carolina State Library Talking Book Services. Director's Note. Hello, TBS community. When I joined Talking Book Services, the previous issue of Connect the Dots had just come out, and it was a window into TBS and the wonderful work they are doing. I hope the newsletter does the same for you, bringing news about the programs, materials, and innovations aimed at continually improving your experience as a TBS patron. A little about me. I'm a native of Miami, Florida, but my husband and I and our two girls have lived in Columbia since 2000, and we love it here. My favorite place in Columbia is the Riverwalk. I earned my master's in library science at USC and have always been passionate about serving patrons in the best way possible. After working in schools and on boards, I am excited to serve the whole state of South Carolina. As you know, TBS is an amazing group of professionals who work hard to provide you, our patrons, with access to great resources and programming. It is a privilege for me to join them in serving you, and I hope you will come along as we discover new ideas and fresh opportunities. Jennifer Falvey, Director of Talking Book Services. Summer reading brings oceans of possibilities. Slogans may come and go, but for its residents, Columbia will always be famously hot. Anyone who has lived through or visited during a Columbia summer knows the truth of that statement, so there was no better theme for summer reading this year than oceans of possibilities. TBS patrons were on a hot streak as well, with more than 58 patrons reading over 900 hours. This summer's program was a lot of fun, but if you missed it, don't worry. Reader advisor and programming coordinator Amber Sanders is already planning more fun for our winter reading program. Mark your calendars now for January 2023 and start getting your to-be-read list ready. Here at TBS, celebrating reading is a year-round endeavor. The volunteers have entered the building. We are delighted to welcome volunteers back to TBS. So far this spring and summer, we have had a variety of helpers, working as narrators and on other projects, big and small. In June, volunteers from the South Carolina Commission for the Blind Summer Teen Program assisted with a massive digital cartridge recall from the National Library Service. Over 2 weeks, in roughly 72 hours, they were able to withdraw, scan, and pack 254 boxes, totaling 11,176 cartridges for return to Washington. Wow! They were a wonderful group, and we hope they will come again next year. Overall, TBS has enjoyed the benefit of more than 214 hours of volunteer assistance so far this year. Two Braille services offered by Utah State Library and NLS. E-readers. The Utah State Library is distributing e-readers from HumanWare. If you read Braille, you can contact TBS Reader Advisors to submit an application on your behalf. Supplies are limited, but still available. If you currently have an e-reader and need assistance or troubleshooting, please contact the Utah State Library for assistance at 800-453-4293. Braille hard copy books. The National Library Service, NLS, is offering a Braille on Demand pilot project, allowing active NLS patrons to request and receive one hard copy Braille title per month, which they can keep. Titles are limited to books currently available on BARD, and only complete titles are offered. Patrons may complete the request form themselves or contact the Reader Advisors for assistance at 800-922-7818 or 803-734-4611. The link for the request form is www.surveymonkey.com/r/NLS Braille on Demand. On the road again. This summer, the TBS team has been delighted to make outreach visits in person again. This June, Reader Advisor and Assistive Technology Coordinator Allie Lovett traveled to the South Carolina School for the Deaf and Blind to speak to future VI teachers. Of the visit, Lovett said, "After years of Zoom trainings, it was lovely to be interacting in person again. It was also much easier to give hands-on training with our players and assistive technology petting zoo equipment versus holding it up to a camera. The teachers learned about talking book services and enjoyed hands-on time with the assistive technology petting zoo." Reader Advisor and Volunteer Coordinator Naomi Brady also had the chance to get out into the community when she connected with a local multiple sclerosis support group at the Richland Library's Northeast Branch. Brady shared information about the audiobook program, as well as resources such as large print books, descriptive videos, and the ongoing summer reading program. After sharing the latest program updates and demonstrating how easy the service is to use, she was able to help two patrons reactivate their service. Brady says that it was a fun and informative visit, plus they got some good freebies. TBS looks forward to meeting with many more patrons over the coming year. If you know of a community organization that would benefit from a visit by the TBS team to talk about Talking Book Services, BARD, or the Assistive Technology Petting Zoo, call our reader advisors for more information at 800-922-7818 or 803-734-4611. Recording Studio Update. The TBS recording studio is once again buzzing with activity as many volunteers return to help record local magazines and books for our patrons. Studio manager Robert Clayton, who was introduced in the last newsletter, has been hard at work with new projects, including two new local magazines and two books by South Carolina authors. Gertie, The Fabulous Life of Gertrude Sanford Legendre, Heiress, Explorer, Socialite, Spy, by Catherine Smith. Gertrude Sanford Legendre was a woman whose adventurous life spanned the 20th century, beginning in Aiken, South Carolina in 1902 and ending at her plantation outside Charleston in 2000. Her adventures included being the first American woman in uniform held as a POW by the Germans during World War II. She also lounged on the Riviera with celebrities in the 1920s and went on challenging hunting expeditions. In her later years, she fought for habitat preservation on the South Carolina coast, leaving her 7,000-acre plantation as a wildlife refuge. Manny, the Major, and the Thief, by Jack McIntosh. As World War II breaks out in Europe, a broken-hearted boy arrives in Charleston, his family splintered by a tobacco barn fire that killed his mother and cost the family farm. In the years that follow, T. McLaurin will be transformed from a rule-breaking thief, which is almost indistinguishable from being a thief, into a fine young man, thanks to a remarkable group of unlikely friends. Call a reader advisor to request 800-922-7818 or 803-734-4611. New descriptive DVD titles available. Below are new DVD movie titles available for checkout by blind and visually handicapped patrons. Call a reader advisor to request 803-734-4611. DW-01044, Dune, Science Fiction, Drama. DW-01058, Spider-Man, No Way Home, Superheroes. DW-01009, Jungle Cruise, Family, Comedy. DW-01010, Free Guy, Science Fiction, Comedy. DW-01011, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. DW-01012, Respect, Biography, Music. DW-01014, Reminiscence, Science Fiction, Drama. DW-01019, Cop Shop, Action, Suspense. DW-01026, Dear Evan Hansen, Musical. DW-01034, The King's Man, Action, Comedy, Drama. DW-01035, Eternals, Superheroes. DW-01036, Belfast, Drama. DW-01043, Encanto, Family, Music. DW-01045, West Side Story, Musical, Drama. DW-01048, King Richard, Biography, Drama. DW-01049, The 355, Action, Suspense. DW-01051, House of Gucci, Drama. DW-01052, Halloween Kills, Extended Cut, Horror. DW-01053, Ghostbusters, Afterlife, Science Fiction, Comedy. DW-01059, Death on the Nile, Mystery, Drama. 10 Questions with TBS. Chocolate milk or regular? Inquiring minds want to know. Allie Lovett, Reader Advisor. Question 1. How long have you been a Reader Advisor?
I started with Talking Book Services in 2017. I became a Reader Advisor Assistant in 2018 and a full Reader Advisor in 2019.
Question 2. What is your favorite thing about being a Reader Advisor?
I love being able to help people have access to reading. My brother is dyslexic and used this service when we were growing up, so I've seen firsthand how truly incredible it can be.
Question 3. Who's your favorite celebrity?
Robin Williams and Lucille Ball.
Question 4. Are you from South Carolina?
No, I am actually originally from New Jersey. I've also lived in Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Florida, and North Carolina.
Question 5. Dogs or cats or something else?
Has to be dogs or my yellow lab will not be happy. Sadly, I'm quite allergic to cats.
Question 6. Beach, lake, or mountains?
Beach. My husband and I dream of moving to the coast someday.
Question 7. Carolina or Clemson?
I have to say Carolina since I got my MLIS from U of SC this spring. Go Gamecocks!
Question 8. If you could be any animal, which would it be?
A giraffe.
Question 9. Have you ever read a banned book? Which one?
Of course. Many, actually. The Harry Potter series, 1984, The Hunger Games series, A Brave New World, The Diary of Anne Frank, The Bible, The Giver, and The Catcher in the Rye, just to name a few.
Question 10. What is one place outside the U.S. you visited and one you want to visit?
I love to travel and have been to 4 of the 7 continents. My goal is to go to all of them. I've been to Australia, Canada, the Bahamas, the Virgin Islands, England, Ireland, France, Italy, Spain, Monaco, Tunisia, Switzerland, and Mallorca. Poland, Iceland, Antarctica, and Brazil are at the top of my list for the future.
Wow. And one more for luck. Question 11. Are you a morning or a night person?
For sure a night owl. It's a shame that my 2 boys and my husband all seem to be early birds.
New large print titles. Request one today. LP 24299. Trithewey, Rachel. The Churchill Sisters, The Extraordinary Lives of Winston and Clementine's Daughters. Drawing on previously unpublished family letters, the author profiles former Prime Minister Winston Churchill's daughters, Diana, Sarah, Marigold, and Mary, examines their complex family relationships, character traits, and the trajectory of their lives. 2021. LP 24300. Robinson, Shauna. Must Love Books. When Nora Hughes landed an editorial assistant position at Parsons Press, she thought it would be her dream job. But Parsons announces that they are cutting salaries, and Nora decides to moonlight for a rival publisher. Things get complicated when author Andrew Santos gets thrown into the mix. Strong Language, 2022. LP 24301. Andrews, Mary Kay. the newcomer. After she discovers her sister Tanya dead in New York, Letty Carnahan is certain Tanya's ex, sleazy real estate entrepreneur Evan, killed her. She grabs her niece Maya and goes on the run, finding refuge in the sleepy retirement community of Treasure Island, Florida. Contains strong language. 2021. LP 24302. Fisher, Suzanne Woods. A Season on the Wind. Ben Zook had only two loves in his life, books and birds. A chase for a rare bird takes him to the one place on earth to which he had planned never to return, his Amish home in Stony Ridge. He boards at the home of his local guide, Micah, whose sister Penny once loved Ben. 2021. LP 24303. Leon, Donna. Give unto others. Commissario Guido Brunetti is approached for a favor by Elisabetta Foscarini, whose mother had been good to his mother. He agrees to look into the matter privately. Her son-in-law has notified the family they may be in danger, and Brunetti suspects one of the man's clients. The surface of the organization is shiny, but hides dark secrets. 2022. LP 24304. Quick, Amanda. When She Dreams. Maggie Lodge, assistant to the reclusive advice columnist, known only as Dear Aunt Cornelia to her readers, hires private eye Sam Sage to help track down the person who is blackmailing her employer. Despite the verbal fireworks between them, they are fiercely attracted to each other, but both are sure it would be a mistake to let passion take over. Secrets from the past are revealed, leaving Maggie and Sam in the path of a ruthless killer who will stop at nothing to exact vengeance. 2022. LP 24305. Miller, Linda Lale. Country born. Rancher and military veteran J.P. McCall loves simple pleasures. But ever since his two closest friends have married and started families of their own, J.P. realizes what he's been missing. And then Sarah Wirth comes crashing back into his life. But when the man from Sarah's past resurfaces, threatening everything she holds dear, J.P. will do whatever it takes to protect the woman who's stealing his heart. 2022. New local magazine titles available. We are pleased to announce that South Carolina Talking Book Services has added two new magazines to the local titles available to our patrons. The list of available locally recorded titles now includes South Carolina Wildlife. Focused on the state and its environment, each issue features stories about the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources conservation efforts, as well as many general interest articles about plants and animals, outdoor recreation, hiking, hunting, fishing, boating, state history, and more. Columbia Metropolitan. Called the City Magazine for the Capital of South Carolina, this magazine covers the Midlands region, as well as covering information and stories appealing to all South Carolina residents. The Southern Edge, published by the South Carolina National Heritage Corridor. This magazine is for the spirited and sophisticated reader who is passionate about the culture, lifestyle, business, and enrichment of the Palmetto State. Inspired by modern living, yet rooted in rich tradition, we are dedicated to celebrating and showcasing the best of life in the South. All three magazines are available via subscription and will be delivered to you on a digital cartridge. Call a reader advisor today to sign up. 800-922-7818 or 803-734-4611. Reading list a bit ho-hum? Try a new genre. Summer is a time for adventure, so why not step outside your usual reading zone and try something new? Here are some new titles to try from the May-June Talking Book topic. Mystery, Murder in Season, DB 102636, 8 hours, 31 minutes, by Jessica Fletcher, read by Laurel Merlington. Two sets of bones dated centuries apart are found on Jessica Fletcher's property, which sparks an investigation into a mystery that has long plagued Cabot Cove. Jessica must hurry to solve yet another murder, or this Christmas may be her last. Unrated. Commercial audiobook. 2020. Historical, The Stolen Lady, a novel of World War II and the Mona Lisa. DB 106703, 13 hours 12 minutes, by Laura Morelli, read by various narrators. In 1939, Anne works at the Louvre, racing to pack up the museum's art treasures, including the Mona Lisa. In 15th century Italy, Leonardo da Vinci is commissioned to paint a portrait of Lisa, the wife of a silk trader, while Lisa's servant Bellina is caught up in a plot against the Medicis. Unrated, commercial audiobook, 2021. Romance, The Bookstore on the Beach, DB 103241, 12 hours, 41 minutes, by Brenda Novak, read by Amy McFadden. 18 months ago, Autumn Divac's husband went missing. With her two teenage children, Autumn goes home for the summer to the charming beachside town where she was raised. She seeks comfort working alongside her mother and aunt at their bookshop and runs into the man she once loved. Unrated, commercial audiobook, 2021. Sports, Ring Lardner, Stories and Other Writings, DB 104573, 37 hours, 42 minutes, by Ring Lardner, read by Ryan Dalysung. Collection of stories, newspaper articles, plays, letters, and more from one of the most popular writers of the jazz age. Most known for his sports writing, this collection includes the novel You Know Me, Al, about an egotistical baseball pitcher, 2013. Fantasy, The Swallowed Man, DB 102492, 4 hours, 14 minutes, by Edward Carey, read by Edward Carey. In this reimagining of the Pinocchio story, Geppetto reflects on fatherhood, loss, pride, regret, and the strange events of his life during the years he spends within the belly of a sea beast. Unrated, commercial audiobook, 2020. Science fiction, Clara and the Sun, DB 102764, 10 hours, 19 minutes, by Kazuo Ishiguro, read by Sura Su. Clara, an artificial friend, possesses great observational skills and loves to watch the humans around her. When she is purchased to act as a companion for an ill girl, she studies the emotions of her new family closely and tries to learn from them. Unrated, commercial audiobook, 2021. Contemporary, The Joy and Light Bus Company, DB 105926, 8 hours, 11 minutes, by Alexander McCall Smith, read by Bianca Amato. Mama Ramatswe and Mama Makutsi are worried when their friend Mr. Mataconi is being encouraged to mortgage his property to pursue a new business endeavor. Meanwhile, a client is concerned his elderly father is being taken advantage of when he learns his father has changed his will. Unrated, commercial audiobook, 2021. Holiday closings. September 5th, Labor Day. November 11th, Veterans Day. November 24th, Thanksgiving. December 26th, Christmas, observed. December 30th, New Year's Eve. January 2nd, 2023, New Year's Day, observed. End of Connect the Dots newsletter, Summer 2022. Recorded in the studios of the South Carolina State Library Talking Book Services in August 2022. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited. If you experienced any difficulty with your copy of this newsletter, please specify the problem on a postcard or letter addressed to Talking Book Services, P.O. Box 821, Columbia, South Carolina 29202, or send an email message to tbsbooks@statelibrary.sc.gov. This newsletter must be returned in its container within 90 days.